I'm seeing people say Cardi B too. Cardi B doesn't. No. Cardi B don't put enough. She during that time, Cardi B wasn't even putting out enough music. Cardi B was putting out one or two songs a year. That's not true. Cardi B doesn't put out enough music consistently. So that's not true. You would get her. She would get played, but Megan Thee Stallion was. She would drop music, then she would be on a song, then she'd be on another record, then she'd be on this song. Like, you heard her. That's the thing with Nicki, too. You hear Nicki, Meg, throughout the year. Whether they're on songs, they're on remixes, they're on this. You don't, as of lately, we've been getting more Cardi B in that way. But that's one of my biggest things with Cardi B. We need more features, and I need her on features with men. Like, some of these, I need Cardi B with, I need her with some of the top. Like, Cardi B does not put out enough music. She just doesn't. What I'm saying is during that time, I don't think she did either. Okay, so let's get it. Oh, the lines is full. Let's get into some things, baby. 8194. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, wake up. Talk to me. Okay, you're not ready. I need you to be ready. 5947, you're live on the air. Can y'all hear me?
Hello.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, fuck Nicki Minaj. Fuck her.
Thank you. 5548.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Armand. How are you?
Good.
So, I don't know if you noticed, but lately Lotto has been doing a lot of, like, cooking videos. And I think she's listening to the girls. We know she's listening to you with the whole personality thing. And I think she's doing that because I think she's trying to get her personality out there more. That's just my opinion. Because I've never seen her make this many, like, cooking videos and TikToks of her, like, you know, cook with me Sunday, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I just found that interesting. And another thing, we all know why Nicki Minaj likes Ice Spice.
Wow.
You know.
No, so, we don't. Why?
Because she feels like, I feel like Nicki Minaj feels like Ice Spice is like a backseat rider type girl. And my thing is, we don't know Ice Spice enough yet to know if she's a front seat driver or a backseat rider, you know?
Okay.
So, we don't know.
Because one thing is Ice Spice is doing is playing chess.
Mm-hmm.
But she's just making good music, too. But she's honestly making songs that people like.
You got some bops.
Have a good one. Okay, 2790, you're live on the air.
Oh, hello, Armand. Can you hear me?
Yes. What's going on?
Okay, so I just want to get into some things because I see you got a long list of people on the phone. So I just want to say that I agree with you that Meg can carry female rap when Nicki is gone. She keeps Nicki spooked and nervous, as I would say.
Spooked and nervous.
Mm-hmm, that part. And I also just want to say, like, I definitely am one of those people that, not that I didn't believe Meg during the trial and everything. I followed your covers. Nice job on that. You did your big
Thank
one.
Thank you.
And I just want to apologize to Megan, honestly, publicly, and just say, like, girl, you've been through so much. You've been carrying stuff so much. You're finally out of this contract with 1501. Go do your big one. And now this budget isn't coming out of your pockets. She's going to do her big one. And then I just want to speak on Bia really quickly. Speaking of not knowing someone, again, back to Megan, I don't know you. We don't know you. The audience don't know people like that for real because we haven't been able to talk to Megan Pete, right? That's her last name.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I just want to say that. And also, Nicki Minaj, lastly, She honestly likes Ice Spice because Ice Spice is light-skinned. Hello.
Oh.
Lotto, she's going to have the mainstream capability to reach white audiences. So, obviously, Nicki Minaj. And she's hot right now. And she do have bars. So, she's going to hop on that, obviously, just like, you know, the Doja Cat situation. But I see that Lotto is doing something a little bit differently by hopping in with Mellow Bucks from Chicago, a dark-skinned girl. Dark-skinned girls usually get put to the side. We usually get put to the side. So Lotto is recognizing that. At least that's how I see it. And I saw her with the cheetah print underwear, the thong. We see it. We see you, girl. That's all I got to say.
Thanks, boo. Have a good one. Okay, 3476, you're live on the air.
Okay, hey, so first things first. About the Erica Banks situation, I see where you're coming from, Armand. However, I'm going to have to agree to disagree, and here's why. Regardless of how we feel and if some of the things that you expressed about Finesse 2 times and how he looks and stuff and he being big, stank, whatever, she was still with the man. So obviously she didn't care about however big or disgusting he was. Number two, I'm only going to play devil's advocate because I really don't like the women, specifically the women who are in city girl culture, who rap about, oh, a man got to do this for me. He got to fund all this for me. He has to purchase this for me. Granted, I'm sure Erica Banks has her own money, but the amount of people that I saw online saying, oh, my gosh, he's out of his mind. He wants a servant. You're not even her husband. Women, a lot of times, specifically in city girl culture, require a lot of men, even if it's just financially. And you're not expecting him to be your husband. That's a lot to ask for of somebody. I think that, excuse me, I don't think that what either of them was asking for was too much. I just don't think that they liked each other enough to fulfill each other's demands. But I see her point and I see his point. Moving on, Black China, I want to say I hope this is a message to all the beautiful, natural young ladies around the world to love yourself, love yourself, love yourself, because we grew up watching these same women go and inject themselves and be the video vixens that are now running, leaping out of the window to their nearest doctor's office to get everything removed. Love yourself, because at the end of the day, no matter how much money you have, no matter how name brand your clothes are, no matter how much surgery you have, that's not going to validate you on the inside. You have to let it come from the inside. Moving on. I personally don't care for Nicki or Meg, and it's on a more personal level as far as their character, because I think they both are master manipulators. I think they both have a way of generating sympathy, and they both know how to play victim very, very well. However, I will say that to Nicki fans, what do y'all want Megan to do? When she doesn't say anything, she's scary. She needs to step up. She needs to say something. She's this, she's that. When she says she's coming out with music, then it's, oh, no one cares, no one cares, no one cares. To be technical, you all do realize you can block a hashtag with Megan Thee Stallion on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram if you genuinely don't care. A lot of you all do very much so care. And you hate that you care. So let's keep it there on that. Last but not least, Ice Spice. I don't think that everybody is playing chess or checkers. I think that some people just genuinely do them, and it works to their benefit. And Ice Spice is one of those people. I don't think that every rap girl who gets in the business wants to be a part of some twisted women of rap game. Hopefully Nicki's fondness of Ice Spice is genuine, and it can actually turn into something with longevity. However, there's a pattern there, and her fans don't have to like it, but it doesn't matter whose fault it is. There's a pattern of Nicki shouting out particular people who are up and coming and then turning around and making it her mission to slug them. So hopefully whatever they have going on can actually produce something of quality, and it won't result in us 4 months from now down the line wondering who she's calling Carrot Top or slugging in her music. But that's all I got to say.
Absolutely. Thanks, Bill. Thank you, because I can see the Carrot Top bar coming. Yes, I definitely can see that. Okay, let me grab this super chat, 3737. Let me pull that super chat. Always go to the top. 3737, you're live on the air. Talk to me.
Hi.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing. I just have like a little bit to say. I just got a question. How come when like everybody else shade Nicki, it's like everybody lives, they just happy. But when Nicki shade people and throw shots in her songs, this, oh, she's a bully. She's a bully. oh, they're paying her dust, knowing for a fact that people throw shots as well. Like, what is your opinion on that?
Well, my opinion on that is it's an underdog thing. You know, though, everyone, when any other rapper, female rapper, when you stand there next to Nicki Minaj, they are presumed the underdog. So, you know, Nicki Minaj is the top dog. And, you know, and until Nicki Minaj makes it right with Lil' Kim, there will be always a group of people that are rooting against her and rooting for someone to take her out. Because perception-wise, she did not do right by Lil' Kim. And she tried to erase Lil' Kim's legacy. And that just is not realistic. But that is the perception that people have of Nicki Minaj. Right. And to be honest, it's true to a certain degree. Anybody with the right mind and sense, you could tell that she tried to act like, and then like even with her overly shouting out Foxy Brown and stuff like that, it's like, girl, nothing about you to me embodies Foxy Brown, but everything about her embodies Lil' Kim to me.
I think, okay, I can agree with that to an extent. I think when she says the Foxy inspiration, I think that's more of like a musical sound because she sounds nothing like Kim. So I think that's what she means when she says influenced by Foxy. Now, the fashion and all of that, that absolutely came from Kim. Now, I mean, we all know she's petty. So when she gets to a certain point of not liking you, she's not going to no longer shout you out. You know what I mean? That's just what it is with that. But, I mean, I get it. I get it. But I just feel like the whole Kim stuff is so old. Like, it's like, I just feel like people has just gotten so soft, or maybe it's just only when it comes to Nicki, because when we think like the newer girls are dissing each other, you just know, well, they shouldn't say that. But it's like every time with Nicki is just like the biggest thing. And I just don't understand why people make it seem like Nicki says, well, I guess it depends how you interpret the, you know, when she was making fun of Megan being popped. But I didn't interpret that part like that. But her just calling her a horse, how is that, like, below the belt? Like, I'm lost. Like, or
I don't think that that's below the belt at all. I'm here. Listen, I'm here for the mess. Drag her. Drag that. And I want Meg to drag her back. It's time for these girls. The last person that really did it was Remy Ma, but they didn't do it the right way. And I don't feel like Remy Ma had the stamina, the looks, or the career backing. Megan Thee Stallion can get in the ring with Nicki Minaj and not affect her. Lotto tried, but Lotto, you can't really do it because you don't have enough fence. Megan Thee Stallion, after this, Megan Thee Stallion has white people behind her now. She was you know what I mean? So now she won that case. She's got Roc Nation behind her. You can't make Nicki Minaj is not getting Megan Thee Stallion out of here. So if Megan Thee Stallion went at Nicki, she's going to get a real battle because you're not going to be able to just cancel Megan Thee Stallion.
Exactly.
She's not Remy Ma.
And I agree with that. I agree with that because, I mean, obviously I'm a Nicki fan, but I would love to see her and Megan go back and forth. I would love to see Megan, you know, actually, because Nicki can't respond how she responded to Remy because Megan is not a Remy. You know what I mean?
No.
Megan actually has a name in this industry versus Remy, you know. So she can't really respond that way. But I would love to see it. I'm here for it. I'm not here for the Megan is trying to heal. You know, that's great in regards to the case. But musically, you need to get in the booth. Because at this point, like, I mean, I can see how people view it as bullying because it's like she's not saying much. I mean, calling her Otis, it's like, the line's not hitting like they need to hit. You know, but.
No. Megan Thee Stallion hasn't hit. I mean, these Percy bitches popping this potent. That ain't it. Whichever bitch want to come get it, I got it. I'm giving out work. Come apply. That's not it. You need to go harder. Even though that I like that.
Yeah, and the whole say her name. Like, we know nobody says names. So let's just stop this now. None of the rap girls say names. So it's not Nicki don't say no names. Megan don't say a name. Nicki don't say a name. Cardi don't say a name. None of them says name. But horse, that's directed. So get just, because I mean, at this point, it's getting boring. Because if you come out and you release an album and you don't say nothing that we know for a fact, oh, that's about Nicki. Oh, you know what I mean? That it's going to be like, okay, the excitement for me would officially be gone.
Okay, thanks, Boo. We got to move on. All right, let's take another call. We got a couple more, then we're going to get up out of here. 4953, you're live on the air. Okay, not ready. 0407, you're live on the air.
Hi, Armand.
Hey, what's going on? Talk to me.
I have a little something that I peeped on Twitter that I just had to come and tell you about. So I was on Twitter, and I was in Nikki Likes, and the tweet is that Nikki signed Ice Spice.
Yes. Yes. So, yes. We know. Yeah, we found that out a few days ago. Yes.
Now that Nikki signed Ice Spice now.
Oh, Nikki signed Ice Spice. I thought you said follow. I don't know about Nikki signing Ice Spice. I don't know about that.
You need to check the likes. You need to check the likes. You need to check Nikki likes right now.
Okay, we'll check that.
And that's all I have to say.
Okay, thanks, Boo. I don't know if Ice Spice was signing Nikki. If I was Ice Spice, I wouldn't sign a Nicki Minaj. No shade. That would be stupid. I wouldn't sign to Nicki Minaj if I was Ice Spice. That would be stupid to me. That would be stupid. Hopefully she did not do that. But that would be stupid. Yes. I would never sign to an artist as an artist and a working artist. But listen, we're going to take this conversation over to station head. So if you guys are wanting to come over there, you guys can come. Visit me on station head, where we're going to continue to get into some things. Let me open the station head up link now. Let me end this.